Coaches' shows continue here as we get into week four of the high school football season. Now a chance to speak with Oskaloosa head football coach Russell Norton. His team losing to Jeff County North in week three, 36-0. Coach, the overall takeaways from that ball game, what'd you see, what'd you like, maybe what you didn't like, overall thoughts on that game?
Yes, sir. I mean, obviously, I don't like the scoreboard, but I'm more concerned with the process than I am come. And so I do like the fact that our team showed up on our first home game. I thought, you know, we came out good. Again, we have had a history of losing here, and we are trying to defeat that culture and build a new culture. And so it is a process, and it's going to look like it happens overnight, but it definitely is not. But we are taking steps in the right direction. JCN is definitely a good school, well-coached, a physical team as well. And so I think, you know, in the years to come, when we get in the weight room for a second summer, you'll see things start to change on that aspect.
Talking to a lot of these coaches this week, you know, a lot of them are saying the same thing. You know, really the first few games, you can wipe it all out the window now as everyone's grinding now into district play, and that's obviously the most important aspect when you're talking about the postseason. So is the mindset from your coaching staff and the team as well just kind of we're 0-0 right now and we're taking this week and moving forward?
That is correct, yes, sir. And, I mean, what a great opportunity for us this week. You know, facing, man, Silver Lake. I mean, I'm not even from the Midwest or Kansas at all. And when I knew about Kansas football, I mean, you talk about Silver Lake, and what an opportunity for us to be able to have them here at home on Friday night. Again, a way to kick it off. Everybody is grinding. And, man, we just look forward for, again, another opportunity to compete, to come out and work on the little things, work on our fundamentals, get better. And we'll let the scoreboard handle itself. But we're ready to go, and we look forward to having a good night on Friday night.
C.J. Hamilton, of course, he's been with Silver Lake for a very long time. They got wins over Rock Creek and St. Mary's in their first two, but they were upset by Riley County last week for their first loss. That was a 22-14 final score. You get a chance to watch them on tape and kind of dissect what they've done through the first 3 weeks. What stands out about the Eagles and the challenges they're going to present?
Yes, sir. I mean, well, you said it, man, the name C.J. Hamilton. I mean, when you talk about high school football coaches, you know, that name, his name is synonymous, not just in this state, but across the country. Again, they've been doing it so long. You know, they have a program built. They have a process. And they plug and play and they get going. And, yeah, we've watched film, man, Riley County, what a great opportunity they had. You know, a new coach, he'd been on staff, came in, took over, and they got in there and got them. But make no mistake about it, Silver Lake is ready to go. They are the Silver Lake that your daddy knew. And so, you know, again, we just want to be able to strap it up. We want to be able to do what we need to do. We want to take care of Oskaloosa and take care of the football. We want to play sound defense, make some adjustments at half like we always do. We want to be sound in the special teams game. And, again, we'll wait and see where the scoreboard is at the end of the thing.
You talk about the progression. So when we kind of cut it, let's say, into thirds, we're through the first third of the season. What strides has your team made, you know, through these first 3 weeks that you can kind of build upon going into this one in week four?
Number one, I think our team communication is there. This is our first year here taking over a program that, you know, has seen some success in the past but has been down recently. I think communication has been key. I think also guys understanding that if you want to win, you know, and I think Nick Saban said this, so I don't want to take away credit where credit's due, but I think he said this: if you want to be a winner, if you want to be a champion, you don't have very many choices because it takes what it takes. And I think our guys are starting to see that. We've got record numbers still in the weight room. We've got guys showing up to AM weights and to AM walkthrough consistently, working on the little things during the school day. Man, guys are getting protein in, and we're working hard in the classroom. We just had our grade check, and we only had one young man anywhere close to being ineligible out of close to 35 kids out on the team. So I think we're doing the little things right, and we want to take that into it. Again, if you want to be great, you don't have very many choices because it takes what it takes. And I think these boys in our community are seeing that, and we're paying the price right now so that we can reap the dividends later.
Finally, Coach, before we let you go, and we appreciate the time as always, what are the expectations and kind of the keys to the game coming up this week against Silver Lake?
Yes, sir. I mean, we have to play a flawless game. They got to make some mistakes. We've got to get a little bit of momentum on our side, especially in this high school realm, man, where you know momentum can carry you so far. We need to generate a possession, a takeaway, a turnover, an onside kick, a fake punt, something. We've got to generate an extra possession or two. Again, they've got to have some miscues. But, again, I'm not concerned with the outcome so much as I am the process. The scoreboard will take care of itself when we take care of what Oskaloosa needs to take care of. And, again, we've got a great opponent that we can find out about. I mean, what a great measuring stick to be able to play them this week.
Oskaloosa head football coach Russell Norton joining us. It is brought to you by Taylor Insurance, Barnett Family Funeral Home, Jeff County Crematory as well. Coach, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. You got the right mindset. I am happy for Oskaloosa. It seems like you guys got a good thing going over there. And good luck this week. And, of course, we'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you, buddy. We appreciate all that you do.